3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a lovely Wednesday. I'm so happy to report that. It's comfy, it's clear, everything is super nice. Tomorrow, we'll announce the winner of our GTM Red, White, and Blue Thursday scholarship. Friday, of course, we'll bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. Jesse Valenzuela from Gin Blossom is going to be with us in just about an hour, one of my favorite groups and one of my favorite performers. And you know this because I talk about it all the time. I am a loyal Newsmax viewer, a loyal Newsmax user, and I have been, I guess it's about 30 years. The man who came up with this idea in the very beginning, Chris Ruddy, has built it and built it and built it and taken it to such amazing levels that it is a must-utilize resource. If you're not part of the Newsmax crew, you're missing out. And I'm always so happy when Chris Ruddy has some time for us, joining us on the air to talk about his analysis of issues. Chris, thank you so much for being here.
Jeff, always great to be on with you.
Well, that's very kind. The pleasure is always mine. I want to dive right into this. You had a couple of different pieces over the last few days that really, really, really caught my attention. The one that's the most recent is about the upcoming Israeli elections and how there are a whole slew of people that are doing the calculus wrong when it comes to Bibi Netanyahu. Do you mind sharing some of that with us?
Well, I posted to my blog on Newsmax.com a story that Bibi is a lot more popular, Bibi Netanyahu of Israel, a lot more popular than people think. There's a lot of reports like he's not, has low approval, he's not going to win the next election. They say this every time he runs, and he's the longest serving prime minister, I think 25 years, 20 years.
Yeah,
it's an amazing record. He's up for re-election in October. It's a big story, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like him, certainly on the left, and increasingly there's a lot of people on the extreme right that don't like him. And I just want to clear the deck on this. He's very popular. Israel has this unusual multi-party system where anyone can run for office, any group can start a party, mm-hmm. and all you need is 3% of the vote, and you're a member of parliament or part of the Knesset. And so what he does is he builds his party, and his poll numbers are usually, let's say, 30%, not a majority, but they have many coalition partners that the party is even run on the basis that they're going to support Netanyahu when they get into parliament right. and into the Knesset. And he usually always ends up with a majority. And so all of that accrues really in support for him. Mm-hmm. And so he's more popular, I said, than people think. And it's important because Israel is fighting a war right now, and they're dealing with the same sort of turmoil that we are here over the war. Some people are not happy. Mm-hmm. Some people think Netanyahu's not doing a job. Some they say the same thing about President Trump.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to clear the air on that issue. I think Netanyahu has shown tremendous leadership. And I think he really is a man to the times. And Iran is a very dangerous threat to both the United States and Israel.
Why do you think it is that there are so many on the left here in America who are, quite frankly, Chris, they're parroting the Iranian talking points? They're giving, this is a dangerous phrase to use, but I'm going to use it, they're giving aid and comfort to the lunatics in Iran who would slaughter all of us. Do they really have that much contempt for President Trump, or do they really believe that Iran is somehow a reasonable actor in this?
Well, I think it's even influencing people that support President Trump. You see a lot of people that are out there saying crazy things. There's a number of things that work. One is, I think Iran and their partners have spent a lot of money in social media.
Okay.
And you see it in these Lego propaganda reels and videos they do and others. Mm-hmm. These are highly sophisticated propaganda tools. We're the only country in the world that's at war and allows the foreign enemy to buy and influence the media in your home country. I've never heard of this. Like, you can't go into Russia and start buying ads on the internet, putting stuff on social media attacking Putin.
Right.
Like, where does this come from that we have all of this foreign money? And it goes into a lot of things. The data centers, for instance, we now know the Chinese are funding groups mm-hmm. particularly on the left, but all over, saying oppose the data centers. They're bad for America.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're massively building out their data centers. They want us to slow down.
Yeah.
And they figured out the strategy of having it happen. It's pretty unbelievable in a way. But I think that, you know, the president is showing leadership. Iran can never have a nuclear weapon. He needs to finish the job. I think there's broad support for those two things.
Mm-hmm.
No nuclear, finish the job. And the president's on board with that. It just takes a little time.
Chris Ruddy is joining us. Chris is the CEO of Newsmax. He's also the visionary who came up with Newsmax. Is it 30, how many years ago, Chris?
Well, we are an overnight 28-year-old success story. Overnight.
Overnight. That's right. That's right.
And we started with, you were there, Jeff, Newsmax.com. You've been always supporting us. Then we went into television with a cable channel in 2014.
Yep.
We launched a streaming channel about 5 years ago, Newsmax 2, which is big.
Yep.
We're on every streaming platform, pretty much. We're on almost every major cable system in the country.
That's right.
We're reaching 50 million people. Our app has had over 15 million. If you go on your smartphone, on your Android or iPhone right now, you can download the Newsmax app for free and start watching us anywhere in the world. We're one of the few cable channels that allows you to get access like that. And people are really tuning in because they're tired of the big media.
I am thoroughly tired of the big media, and you're right. I have been there since day one. Explain the logic behind giving away some of the product, though. I mean, you're talking about it, downloading the app, and make no mistake, Chris, I tell people on this program, I tell people on my social media, I just tell people I know, download the app, get real news, and you can thank me later. But what's the mindset there to give away that product as opposed to saying, well, we want a couple of dollars each and every month for the app?
Well, we do have a plus service where you can get hundreds of documentaries and films and movies, and
yep.
We even have TV series. We have a credible documentary by John Voight in there, and many things that are really... But the Newsmax 2 channel is free. There's a lot of web content that we have for free.
Yeah.
And like a lot of media in the old days, you'd go on a web and you'd be able to, Newsmax.com is still free. People said, oh, make it subscription.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, we make our money and we make our money by selling advertising the old fashioned way.
Yeah.
And you know, we find it's good enough for us to keep doing that. We will keep doing it. But, you know, it's important for us to get the message. We obviously are a business.
Yeah,
we're actually listed on the New York Stock Exchange. We went public last year.
Yep,
we've had a tremendous response to that, and we're really, you know, anybody can look us up or talk to their stockbroker. But I always say that anybody in America can join the Newsmax news revolution.
Yeah, well, they should. Hey, I'm a shareholder. I'm not heavily invested, like, you know, like him in, say, Mega Millions or Powerball, Chris, but I'm invested in Newsmax in every way, and absolutely love what it is.
And we had really good results. Our second quarter came up, revenues were up, audience was up.
Yes.
Profits were very significantly up relatively for us.
Yeah.
And we're just seeing it as the start. And again, you know, it's not just Chris Ruddy and Newsmax and the support we get from It's the support we get from people like you, Jeff, and from the viewers and the audience, the readers.
Yeah.
They're turning to us. They're saying, we want Newsmax. They're making the switch to Newsmax. And you see it. It's just a powerful force.
It is a very, very powerful force. One of your long-time friendships, and you've chatted with us about it on this program before. I saw it up close and personal as we were traveling in Israel, and your phone would go off with a certain ringtone. You go, I got to take this. And it was President Trump calling up. We could almost hear from the other room, Ruddy! So tell me what your sense is. You talked about President Trump and Iran and staying the course. Midway through this whole thing, are you happy with where the president is? Any surprises that you saw that you thought, geez, I didn't see that one coming?
So I was in a restaurant with you in Jerusalem. Alan Dershowitz was there, and we had a whole group, right?
Yep.
And I get a phone call, and it's the president's calling me from the Oval Office. And it was 10 o'clock our time, and it was 3 in the afternoon, I believe, and the president was there. So I went into a separate room. I'm giving everyone the backstory here. And I think he said to me, Chris, I hear you with Jeff Katz. I hear he's a nice guy. Is that true? Is that really true? I mean, has he said, has he been good to me? Is he good to me? And I said, yes, Mr. President. He's your only friend in all of Virginia. He's the only one.
That's right. That's right. He's a tremendous addition to the team. Let me tell you something.
Well, I've known the president for almost 30 years.
Okay.
And I've known him and talked to him a lot. We just spoke the other day. And, you know, I think he's very confident about the future. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a tremendous record he's running on. He's only been president a year and a half. They focus on these things that make him look bad, but he's done a lot of prescription drugs are down, Trump accounts, big, beautiful, big tax cuts.
Yep.
Everything is big in Trump world, and so that's all good.
Yeah.
But, you know, the war, they're making the gas prices are up. We know there are issues. Americans can handle it.
Yes.
But
we've
got to walk them through it. I think the communications angle has not been as strong as it should be with the White House.
Okay. That's a good point to address. Chris Ruddy is joining us. Chris is the founder of Newsmax, the CEO of Newsmax. The messaging, Chris, sometimes I think the messaging gets lost. And you know as well as I do, if people are going to the gas pumps today, at least here in Central Virginia, gasoline is just shy of $4 a gallon. I was down in Florida a couple of weeks ago, right around $4, a little bit plus. So that's hitting real people. It's real money. And I don't know if the White House has been as effective as they could be and, frankly, as they need to be if they're going to do something with the midterms.
I agree with you. I mean, I think we're in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
The poll numbers are not good. We're just over 60 days out. We got to turn it around. The House is not looking good. The Senate's in trouble.
Yeah.
There's a lot of local and state races. We're seeing that, again, it's a messaging problem, a communications problem. And it's going to take a real effort, I think, by the White House to get on message and to really tell the story. And, you know, there's been things like the president really wanted lower interest rates. Interest rates are really high right now.
Yeah.
And so he wanted the highest mortgage rates or whatever in like 20 years. And that is not the president. He wanted lower. The Fed has not complied. Mm-hmm. There's no reason that interest rates on the Fed funds rate are not down to like 2%.
Right.
They keep them really low for Obama and Biden. But when Trump's in there, they're trying to raise them and raise them. And they know it hurts him politically, and that's a problem. That's hurting us.
Yeah, yeah. Is there the ability to turn that ship in any way? Is there an ability for the president to stand up and say, hey, the rates should be lower, and I'm going to be working to get them lower? Or are we once again seeing the Fed with their own mindset saying we're going to be blissfully unaware of anything else going on?
The president has said quite a number of times the rates need to be lower, especially under Jerome Powell. Now, his guy, Kevin Warsh, who's very good, is now the chairman of the Fed. The problem is he doesn't really control the Fed.
Mm.
He leads the Fed, but it's done with, I think, 19 governors
right.
and members of the committee. It's like the central committee of the party, right? Like like in communism, right? This unelected group that's deciding who lives or dies and how interest rates are going.
Yeah,
Generally, Fed policy has been all over the place. They seem to be more kind to Democrats than Republicans.
Yeah. God, I don't get it, but there's a lot that I don't get. Chris Ruddy joining us for just a couple more moments, the CEO of Newsmax. You mentioned being in Jerusalem and being with Alan Dershowitz. One of the highlights of my life, Chris, was being there in Eretz Yisrael. I owe everything to you and Maureen and everybody else who made that happen. And I still sit back and am amazed at what a funny, chatty, decent human being Alan Dershowitz is. I'm not surprised that he's decent. I mean, I've known that. But just the fact that he is so brilliant and so friendly and so doggone funny to the point that even Mrs. Dershowitz was saying, come on, Alan, it's enough. Stop telling jokes. Sit down already. I loved it.
Well, Alan, I've known for a while that he's a regular contributor to Newsmax. He's been a close friend, and he's a Democrat. Well, he used to be. He left the party, but he's a liberal, but he's a reasonable liberal, and he believes in having both sides and fairness, and this is not accepted, and they're chasing out. That's the largest story. People like Alan Dershowitz are being chased out of the Democratic Party.
Yes.
Fetterman is being chased out of the Democratic Party. And these are guys that are traditional liberals. That's not good enough for them.
Right.
They don't want Bill Clinton. They don't want even Barack Obama anymore. They are AOC. They're Angie Nixon. They're El Sayed. And they have a radical left, and they're just trying to get people through this election. Say, no, we're moderate. Meanwhile, they hang around with people that are saying death to the Jews and other crazy stuff. And it's just... people need to wake up, and that could be a big help in the election for the Republicans.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, Chris, I am hoping, I am concerned. I'll just share this with you as a friend, and I'm sure Alan Dershowitz has said exactly the same thing to you as a proud American Jew or Jewish American. I don't know what gets top billing anymore. And for me, as someone who grew up as a Democrat, it pains me. I mean, it really cuts me to my core to see people chasing somebody like an Alan Dershowitz out of the party. But it also pains me to see folks who are my son's age, who should know better, who are gravitating towards that nonsense. And I fear for the future. I fear for the future. I'll offer that to you and do with it what you want.
Well, the way we protect in the future is acting now. You've got a megaphone. I've got a megaphone. Millions of Americans we saw in the election. Trump was just elected, right? People are standing with us. It's just keeping them on board and keeping them on message. And keep the media is overwhelmingly left wing. That's a big problem we have. They still dominate everything. And I've been fighting these efforts by the FCC, allow all the big TV networks to consolidate.
Yes.
And you're going to have three companies owning all the TV licenses in America. Do you really want that? I think it's a dangerous thing, and it's disappointing the Trump administration. Brendan Carr is pushing it. Newsmax has been opposing it.
Let me ask you about that. That's the whole Nexstar issue. Is that now a done deal, or is there still an opportunity for us to put the brakes on that?
Well, it's now in the courts because the FCC approved it, but they did it in such a way that it was so obvious. In fact, the federal courts in California are holding it up. The courts in it's continuing to. There's a suit that'll come out over the 39% cap.
Okay.
That's happening. So there's a lot of things happening that I think will be very good in trying to stop that. But the larger issue is, the FCC is trying to lift what's known as the 39% TV cap, and that blocks any network from owning all the little stations in America. And they want to get rid of it and let the TV companies own all the stations.
Wow.
And they're all liberal companies, I should tell you.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I got to say thank you, Chris. I want to get you back. And you know this. I hope you know this. You've got an open invitation, my friend. Anytime that you've got a couple of moments for us, we have always got room for you. Your brilliance, your insight is appreciated here. I continue to send people to Newsmax.com. I urge people to download that Newsmax app. And please, you let everybody at Team Newsmax know that we care about you, we value you, and we appreciate everything you
do. As I tell everyone, you're the Jewish mother I never had. This is great. I'm brilliant. Get all my stuff. This is good. Thank you so much.
Kvelling.
I appreciate it, my friend.
Hashtag Kvelling. I love it.
Keep up your good work. Richmond needs you. Virginia needs you. America needs you.
Thank you so much. That is Chris Ruddy. Nobody better than Mr. Ruddy. He is the founder and the CEO of Newsmax. And I remind you, Newsmax.com needs to be someplace you're visiting on a regular basis. Newsmax, the app, whether you're on the iPhone or a Droid product, download it. It's real news all the time. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.